Hello Boomville, we are in Soho Theatre and I'm with BJ, as I often am these days, and we're here to see Susan Kalman doing comedy, stand-up comedy, and they're playing this music at the moment. And BJ's never gone and seen comedy before, have you?
No, never.
Are you scared?
Yeah.
Because we're near the stage, right near the stage.
I'm just want to pick up the theatre, really, because somebody met us as we got out of the taxi. They took us to the bar.
That was at the railway. Oh, you mean, oh, when we got out of the taxi.
Yeah. They took us to the bar, then took us to the theatre. What? Took us to the theatre. So we're in here now. We entered the theatre before the house opened to get a seat and stuff. We got a table reserved near the front, so the theatre's been brilliant. So if the show's good, we'll come back.
I think you should do a live wasabi nut tasting on Audioboo.
No, I don't think so.
I do.
So anyway, we'll boo.
Go on, these are different. These ones
are
different.
No, they're going to be horrible.
Go on.
Where are they? Oh, shit.
There.
Yeah, absolutely revolting. Yeah. Why didn't one eat those? What's the point?
I like them.
They're rock hard and they taste like Japanese fire.
There we go. Okay. I'm going to pause this now and we'll come back and tell you what the show was like. Bye bye for now. Well, I had to come back. The show hasn't started yet, but I had to show you that they're playing the Gerbil song, if you ever listen. Oh, it's not the Gerbil bit yet.
Gotta talk up to the Gerbil bit like a DJ.
Yeah. What can you say? We're rubbish DJs. Oh, I think it's coming up. Any second.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, now.
No gerbil, see?
No gerbil. No gerbil. Yeah, pretty childish, but who knows, who cares?
What? So there you go. We'll come back to you again. Bye for now, Booville.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage Susan Kalman.
Hello again. Well, we've seen the show. Now, BJ's not been to comedy before, so what did you make of it?
I really enjoyed it. It was good fun. Good atmosphere. Everyone's laughing, and obviously... Well, yeah, hopefully.
Well, you were.
Yeah.
And I was.
It was very good. I've known her... Well, I've seen her a lot on... Well, I've heard it a lot on the radio before.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for visiting the downstairs. If you could please make your way up to the main bar, we have another show in the downstairs soon. Thank you.
Yeah, I've heard a lot on Radio 4, the news quiz, so it's aware of her work. But it's really fun. I'll definitely do it again. It's enjoyable.
The lady, I think that was the lady who's been helping us, wasn't it, doing that announcement?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was really good.
I'd come here again because everyone's really helpful.
They are, they're very, very helpful staff.
So in a minute, I'm going to nip off and find some food and drink and ice cream and whatever.
Ice cream. Hope so.
I'm probably booming
again. What I might do is sit in the bar, not necessarily get a drink, but just sit there for a few minutes, work out what we're doing.
I'll probably boom again later.
Maybe.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Hello again. It's our Saturday evening, because that was actually on Thursday night. And I just thought I'd let you know that BJ, who's here, we're at my place now, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
That he's done some audio booms of the meal we had, well, the ice cream we had, and then the meal. And he was a bit hungry, weren't you, when we had the ice cream?
Yeah, so that means I was very grumpy, which is rare.
Ish.
So, yeah, I did a little boo in the, a little boo review, you know, a little mini kind of casual review.
From Jalupo's.
From Jalupo's.
But we are going to go again, aren't we?
We are going to go again, because we're going to the theatre again, or cinema or something.
But we're going to make sure we've eaten some other food first.
Proper food.
Not be grumpy people.
Not just alcohol.
You can't really eat that.
Well, not
I suppose
in,
you could in a liqueur chocolate.
What, no, what I mean is an empty tummy followed by alcohol.
It's not a very good idea.
And sweet ice cream doesn't really do much for me.
Mm. So, I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I'm sure. And you'll see the boo, listen to the boo.
But then we had a meal at Bill's.
Mm.
And they were amazing. What we didn't say on that boo was that they actually took us back to Piccadilly Circus Station. Which is really good of them.
It was really good.
They didn't have to do that.
No.
So I gave them a tip. I don't normally tip, but I did for that. Anyway, there you go. Oh, and most importantly, you might not be following BJ, so you wouldn't know what his account name is.
Mm.
It's, you can say it.
Idoe. And it's E-I-D-O-E-L. Echo Iguana Dictionary. Olympian, elephant, llama. E-I-D-O-E-L. So
yeah.
That's where I lurk.
And if you really can't be bothered to re-listen to that and find the spelling, just type into the search thing, B-J space Edwards, and you'll find him.
I'll be there. Yeah, often we do booms together, so you'll hear one or two, either me and Fiona on mine or me and Fiona on hers.
Yeah, if you're fed up with him already, don't bother following him.
Exactly.
But if you think he's amazing, like I do, then...
Ah, sweet. I don't think I find me amazing, just remotely funny, maybe, or interesting. Or cocktail of the two.
Maybe. Cocktail. What flavour of cocktail would you be, I wonder?
I'd be a sex on the beach.
Would you?
Yeah.
What's in that, then?
Don't know, but I had one once when I was in Greece, and I also had and a cocktail, and and sorry, a blue lagoon, which was nice.
Blue lagoon. Also, I love the way you say that again.
Blue lagoon.
No, you didn't say it the same.
Blue lagoon.
You went blue lagoon.
Blue lagoon.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice.
What? Blue lagoon.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know why, the way you say that makes me go, ooh.
Oh, excellent. I have to record that and play it when you're in bed.
Go on, do it again.
Blue Lagoon.
No, you're just doing a really stupid grin, though.
I don't know how I did it. Blue Lagoon. Blue Lagoon. Blue Lagoon. Blue Lagoon. It's like a language tape. Humbra Huchai! Blue Lagoon. Humbra Huchai! Blue Lagoon. Humbra Huchai! Blue, it's Japanese.
Oh, is it?
Not really. Anyway, look, so yeah, hello, Ollie. Where were we?
Blue Lagoon. And then I got distracted by that.
Yeah, Long Island iced tea, that's quite nice.
Iced tea?
Long Island, it's not iced tea, though. It's meant to look like iced tea, because it's Prohibition.
Oh.
Or Prohibition, if you prefer.
No, that's not sexy.
Prohibition.
Sounds a bit like Winston Churchill.
Prohibition.
What?
Prohibition.
That's really not sexy.
Prohibition. How can you make Prohibition sound sexy?
I don't think you can.
You can't really.
What about Blue Lagoon?
Blue Lagoon. No.
No.
Blue Lagoon.
No, it's blue. You have to round the vowels.
Blue Lagoon.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Blue Lagoon.
Yeah, but now you've got that silly grin again.
So you like my vowels, basically?
Yes,
blue
darling.
Blue Lagoon. But anyway, we'll work on the Blue Lagoon and see if it works.
Yeah, maybe we should do that in private, though.
Maybe. and then Medellin thing.
Oh, yeah, say that again.
Medellin.
That's his Twitter name.
Medrin.
And it's spelled?
Medrin. M-E-D-D-R-Y-N. Medrin.
The Medrin bit was all right. The spelling out was creepy.
M-E-D-D-R-Y-N. Medrin. Wow, it's intense. Anyway.
Is it?
Yeah, because it's really hard to get it sounding right.
Is it?
I just have to speak, you see. Late developer. I've been speaking for 18 months.
Am I a bit harsh? Do I scrutinise you a little bit too much?
Hard to satisfy. In certain departments. Anyway, ouch. So that's it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Really?
The whole point of this boom...
What's the point of this boom? I forgot.
...was that we had Soho Theatre. We were talking about Soho Theatre.
Blue Lagoon.
Oh, don't do that. And then you distracted me.
We're just saying about the post-theatre banter is available on an audio boom near you.
On Idel's account.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I think we've done more than enough now. We've buggered up this boo, really, because it was meant to be...
Short and sensible.
Short, anyway. And about the theatre. And we've broken it.
You've got 48 minutes left.
Yeah.
Yeah, we won't use it, though, so don't worry.
No, we're going to go now.
That'd be ghastly.
Ghastly, yes.
Ghastly.
Right, we're going to go now.
Incidentally,
yeah.
I don't know if anyone remembers the film.
What? Ghastly?
Blue Lagoon. Because I remember watching it as a youngster and it kind of quite took me.
A youngster?
Youngster. A youngster, yeah. What would you call me?
A youngster? That's the kind of thing people who are about 65 talk about.
Okay, when I was...
When I was a youngster?
Well, when I was younger, much younger...
Yeah.
Younger, depending on the G's. I watched it and it stayed with me for a while.
What's it about?
It's about two people who were shipwrecked on an island.
Mm.
And they find a blue lagoon.
Mm.
And they get older and they develop feelings for each other and they have nookieage. And they provoke a baby into being.
Provoke a baby?
Into being.
Okay.
She gets pregnant.
Right.
But a sort of nakedage, I think. I seem to remember.
That's probably why. Yeah.
Probably why I watched it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a shark as well. I'm sure it was good.
Oh, did it try and bite something off?
Yeah.
And did it succeed?
No. But that's got a blue lagoon in it because it's.
What, the shark?
How can a shark have a blue lagoon in it?
Well, I don't know. I was just trying to puzzle that out.
Why are we still standing in the kitchen doing this?
I don't know because I've got jobs in here to do. Jobs to do in here, even, after we've recorded this nonsense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's our Blue Lagoon information.
Well, yours. I've not got anything to add on it.
Do you have a Blue Lagoon-based anecdote?
I don't, I'm afraid. No, okay. I fail miserably on that count.
Okay. There we go. Tut-tut.
You tutting at my lack of Blue Lagoonage?
Yes. Anyway, goodbye.
Bye.